Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. We're going to air a few more minutes from the intro to the great global warming swindle. We have it posted up at prisonplanet.com. Don't believe the scientific claims? Check them all out for yourself. Find out the truth. And then we've got Alan Watt coming up, and we'll be taking your phone calls continually with him. But as I said at the end of the last hour, briefly, in 10 seconds, prisonplanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen, all of my films, 20-plus, Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes' film, high quality, burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people, prisonplanet.tv, a factory, an armory of resistance, my weekly TV reports, a whole bunch of extras, just raw footage from films, special extras like Endgame 1.5, just thousands of pieces of media, 4.5 years up and running, prisonplanet.tv, super high quality, super fast download, streaming. We got CDNs, so it's really high quality out to you. And your membership also makes this show, what we do here, possible, so we can do a lot more if you'll support us with a prisonplanet.tv membership. But listen, for Christmas, for the holidays, just go get a prisonplanet.tv membership, create the passcode and username. It takes about a minute to sign up. And then give somebody a year membership, 5 months free right now, by the way. Or give them a monthly membership, and then just keep the code for yourself. I don't care if you share it. We've got the IP address thing turned up to about 5 IP addresses. I may even turn it up higher so you can share your passcode. In the old days, we just had basic servers, and I didn't want it to slow down for members. But now we're not, I mean, I just pay for it, but it's always fast, always high quality. So I don't care if you share it with some folks. I mean, obviously, if you publish it somewhere and 100 people use it, it won't work anymore because it'll block after 5 IPs. But I think I'll turn it up to like 10 IPs. And so for Christmas, I want you to share the truth in high quality the way these films were meant to be seen. Again, at prisonplanet.tv. Back to the great global warming swindle.
It's important that people know that climate enabled a quite different lifestyle in the medieval period. We have this view today that warming is going to have apocalyptic outcomes. In fact, wherever you describe this warm period, it appears to be associated with riches.
We're having a heat wave.
In Europe, this was the great age of the cathedral builders, a time when, according to Chaucer, vineyards flourished even in the north of England.
All over the city of London, there are little memories of the vineyards that grew in the medieval warm period. So this was a wonderfully rich time. And this little church, in a sense, symbolized it, because it comes from a period of great wealth.
Going back in time further still, before the medieval warm period, we find more warm spells, including a very prolonged period during the Bronze Age, known to geologists as the Holocene Maximum, when temperatures were significantly higher than they are now for more than 3 millennia.
If we go back 8,000 years in the Holocene period, our current interglacial, it was much warmer than it is today. Now, the polar bears obviously survived that period. They're with us today. They are very adaptable, and these warm periods in the past, what we call hypsothermals, pose no problem for them.
Climate variation in the past is clearly natural. So why do we think it's any different today? In the current alarm about global warming, the culprit is industrial society. Thanks to modern industry, luxuries once enjoyed exclusively by the rich are now available in abundance to ordinary people. Novel technologies have made life easier and richer. Modern transport and communications have made the world seem less foreign and distant. Industrial progress has changed our lives. But has it also changed the climate? According to the theory of man-made global warming, industrial growth should cause the temperature to rise.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Alan Watt from Canada and your phone calls at 800-259-9231. I'll go over the day's important news, the economy, his outlook on the future, and a lot more. The always intriguing Alan Watt, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey, GCN listeners, if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is November 18th, 2008. We've got an hour and 52 minutes left in this transmission. Broadcasting on the AM and FM dial. Transmitting and streaming over the web at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as over different satellite systems. This is the Alex Jones Radio Show. I am Alex Jones. And our guest is Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Again, for the next hour and 51 minutes. Now, I know that we have Don in Costa Rica, Jimmy in Kentucky, Dustin and others holding over from the last hour. But Alan can speak to any subjects you want to call in about. You want to talk to Alan Watt, it's 1-800-259-9231. I have a lot of questions I want to ask Alan. I want to have discussions with him and try to bring both of our knowledge of the New World Order and all of our knowledge together to a higher level, because to defeat the enemy, you have to know who they are and what their agenda is. But we will start going to your calls in T-minus 20 minutes when we come out of the bottom of the hour break. So everybody be patient. We're going to get to everybody who is patiently holding. But Alan, last hour, I had a caller call in, Mike from California, saying, well, if they're saying they plan to kill 80% of us, how do they plan to do that? And I was explaining to him that it's incremental. First, they've got to socialize us, get us under government control, being regulated, being tracked, being traced, in government schools, where they always, you know, have things more far advanced than they are for the adults. This is all part of, like, programming, bringing in the new model. Flushing out the old info, putting in the new, reducing the language, semantically reducing the language, drugging, poisoning, sterilizing the population. We have all the numbers on that. I want to go over that. But out of the gates, I wanted to ask you, because I've seen a lot of this in their Club of Rome planning, UN planning, biological diversity assessments. We've seen a lot of it in the university-level documents they're putting out, what the RAND Corporation is saying, what the British Ministry of Defense said last year that I know you covered extensively, as we did here, where they admit that there's a global elite and they're waging war against the individual, that they're putting in robotic aircraft so they can replace humans, even refusing to say nerve gas large cities. So can you walk through how, from the pieces we have, I know you've researched the same stuff I have and even more in some cases because I hear you, I read you, I know it's all on target because it's from the enemy's own manual. So for listeners, this is not our opinion here. But again, they leave gaps in it. They explain a lot of it, but then you have to, it's all compartmentalized and partitioned. You have to put it all together. And they're not clear on time frames, but they want to use global war, global famine, controlled bioweapons releases to train us with each terror attack, each bioweapons release being bigger, to live in a more and more controlled society in the name of keeping us safe, to get us finally in that totally controlled technological enslavement grid, control grid, so that they can then exterminate us in mass with the super bioweapons they have. And they say they're racing to do this to save the Earth. So can you break down how you see that unfolding and where you see it going, Alan Watt?
Yes, well, as far as bringing the population down, it's already happening. It's been happening for 50 years. And their own statistics prove it. I've read reports this last week or so from official reports on the sterilization of males. The CBC television, Canada, that's the BBC version of the Canadians, came up with a documentary called The Disappearing Male, where we're now 85% or more sterile. And
yeah, the West is dying from Russia to Japan to the United States. First world is dying at about 3 to 4% a year. But to be clear, you mean they slowed down the global growth?
Oh, absolutely. And there's more women, girls being born than boys now because the boys have been attacked in the womb by bisphenol A and phthalates, which literally alter the biological makeup of the male. It attacks his endocrine system at the age of 7 weeks as a fetus. And we're seeing that them today, the effeminate males. They're much slimmer. They have no shoulders.
Let's not glaze over that. And this is, again, main government documents, CBC broadcast, what Alan and I have already covered, but there it was codified. The baby boys are dying in the womb, en masse, being targeted. If they make it out, I don't want to even say they're feminine. They're an emasculated male whose literal glands do not develop. Alan, please continue.
Yeah, and also in that same documentary, they said that 10 years ago, they could take sperm samples from young, healthy males in college around the age of 18, and they had 60 million sperm per milliliter. And now the new normal is 10 million per milliliter. So that's how far it's dropped. And so they keep dropping the normal sperm count for males. And the sperm that's left is immotile. It's immotile, dysfunctional. It doesn't find the target. It cannot go to the ovum. So technically, most males today are almost completely sterile. And this is well understood. They've been studying this for 50 years. And it's only now they're releasing what they've always known for the last 50 years. And you have to go back 50 years to the writings of Charles Galton Darwin, who came out with his book, The Next Million Years, where he outlines on behalf of the elites the different techniques of doing this very thing, sterilizing the population, primarily targeting the males and reducing them drastically. So it has been happening. People are always looking for a big apocalypse, and it doesn't happen that way. It happens gradually, quietly, and the big mainstream media make no big deal about
it. Explain that, because you do that very well. I mean, they state it's silent weapons for quiet wars. They slowly turn up the ambient chemicals, the frequency pollution, what's in the water, the food, so that we slowly get used to the neighbors, the kids dying of cancer, the old people dying early. We slowly get used to everybody not being able to have babies on the block, except for the new third world populations that come in that haven't been under the chemicals. But then you take third world groups that have been here a generation. They're just as sterilized as blacks and whites. I mean, we're under hardcore attack right now.
It's complete all-out warfare. And now he discussed this, as Charles Galton Darwin. He was a physicist in the 1950s. And you find Arthur Koestler also worked at the United Nations. Arthur Koestler admitted now Koestler was a member of MI5, MI6. And he taught at a university in New York for a while. He worked for the United Nations, and he wrote about this necessity as well of vastly reducing the population. They're using the same techniques, in fact, they've been using on animals and basically animal management in the forestry commissions. They target primarily the males to bring their population down drastically. Same techniques were used chemically.
Yeah, they've been putting out baits to chemically sterilize badgers and
yes.
foxes. And again, it's all done just like you manage animals. They even say that. Go ahead, please.
Yes, they actually call it herd management when they discuss humans in the medical societies now openly. So this has been happening. We're seeing all the other side effects. As the sperm count drops and the endocrine system is severely attacked in young men, their IQ level is dropping as well, which also explains why they can't catch on to the big picture of what's happening around them. They literally don't have the ability to see what's happening. And that, again, ties in with the big planning committees who discussed this with Charles Galton Darwin. He didn't do this on his own. He spoke on behalf of the big think tanks and foundations that worked on behalf of the British elite at the time. And they talked about the necessity for dumbing down the people, especially the male, because the male was their main target. They said, if the men will never, ever accept this new world order, this regimented system from birth to death.
And that's why they Prozac and Ritalin the boys. That's why they target them for a fist fight. They go to jail now instead of doing, you know, being allowed to do their normal male activities. I mean, that'd be like arresting a baby pronghorn, you know, a juvenile pronghorn for challenging other males out on the grassy plains of New Mexico. All normal human activity is made criminal. The male is destroyed.
That is correct. And as I say, they had targeted the IQ. If there's very little testosterone working there, you technically are not a man anymore. You won't rebel. You won't stand up and fight. You won't even object. You're very placid. And again, this is well understood by herd management for animals. When you basically neuter a bull, it becomes very, very placid and he'll accept treatment quite easily. There's no objections. Well, that's happened in society.
And then the police now take steroids to supplement the fact that they've been basically neutered. And so that's the only sequestered area, though, where you're allowed to be male, only if you're assaulting your own people, though.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And, of course, the guys in charge of the military and the police turn a blind eye. They understand this. And I've seen cops, too, in Toronto, standing outside the Gold's Gym, and opening their big bags, and inside there's all the files there of the different steroids. So they have bags of it, and they all look like the Incredible Hulk. They have no neck, and they've got their shaven heads there, and they're just dying to get out there and be aggressive. Now they have permission. So once again, it's authorized from the top.
Please continue.
Well, what's interesting, too, one of the main chemicals that is a synthetic hormone, the very things that Charles Galton Darwin was talking about and advocated was bisphenol A. Now, bisphenol A was understood, it was discovered in the 1800s. And in the 1930s, the chemical companies in the U.S. had done extensive experimentation with it, and they found that it was an endocrine disruptor. It literally would attack male growth in the womb. So what do they do with this bisphenol A? They make it mandatory to use it to sterilize all babies' bottles.
That's right. There's hundreds of types
of
plastic, but they find this one type of sterilizing rats and guinea pigs.
Yes.
And so they make sure there's universal adoption of that. How loving.
Yes. And then, of course, they put it into the bottles themselves, and with heat, it leaches very quickly from the plastic feeding bottles for babies, and it's in the little teat. They use to the rubber teeth.
And in children, it's even more devastating. Alan Watts, stay there. We're going to come back and talk more about this. Only one small facet of how you're under attack. Don't believe us. It's all true, all on record. They bragged how they would do it. Diet injections and injunctions will reduce you to the level of mutton or sheep, but mutton on the plate. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 18, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $733.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $756.74, $378.37 for the half ounce, and $189.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $756.74, $378.37, and $189.18.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Alan Watts, our guest, calls coming up. Alan, of course, you've only covered one tiny area of this, and they just throw at your face that they knew in the studies over 100 years ago what this would do, and they said, well, put it in the plastics, so put it in the liners for the tin cans, put it in everything, and more importantly, they said, let's put fluoride, sodium fluoride in the water. And we have the documents on that, but then they just laugh at us. Please continue, Alan Watt.
Yes, what you have is a multi-pronged attack. When you look at your victim or your enemy in warfare, you must study the enemy and the enemy are the people. You study them, you find out what their habits are, what do all people go through in stages, etc. How do they rear their young? You can conceive their young. Where can you hit your target? You hit your target in the womb, preferably, if you want to stop major natural changes from occurring. You get in there first, and you cause abnormal changes. We've been under attack from so many areas, including the inoculations. Now, Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, another member of MI5, who is now declassified again, along with Koestler and many other big writers of their time, who led big international meetings, he said himself that they'd also use the needle to make people very placid. And that those are his words in one of his books. And they have been using inoculations. They trained the public, who are taught to trust their masters, and they've trained them that everything they pump into your body is for your own good.
Well, it's like your dog. You're lovingly coming over and getting your lap, and the government just injects cyanide in. I mean, it's so sick. Please continue.
Yes, and once again, these inoculations literally have targeted the immune system of people. There's hardly a person in the Western world with an intact immune system. I thought about this years ago when I looked at the fads that the medical sciences have gone through, and they do go through these strange fads. And back in the 50s, at the same time as all this was mandated to go into effect with the food and so on, they also started tonsillectomies and removing adenoids. As a matter of course, with all children in Europe around the age of 4 or 5, it was the done thing to do, and every mother brought in their child, and out it became their adenoids and their tonsils. That's your first line of defense. They are parts of your immune system. They create white blood cells. So once they're removed, you're already missing 30% of them. You're being set up so that ordinary little colds or flus or things which you would normally fight off could actually kill you. And that was the intent of attacking the immune system.
And they did studies in the 40s. They knew that antibiotics were going to create super bacteria. But please continue.
They did. Yeah. And not only that, what really staggers the mind, too, I call this the matrix, because you swallow the world that's been presented to you. And everything in it is pretty well false or a deception or a cover. Now, again, the CBC in Canada did an incredible documentary a few years ago called phagocytes. Now, phagocytes are viruses which are man-made, which can attack and destroy other viruses, any other viruses programmed, literally programmed to destroy, or bacterium. And the Russians, the Soviet system, were using them from 1917 onwards, and all through the period up until the 90s, the mid-90s, the West were they knew about this, of course, in intelligence agencies. They knew about this in the military-industrial complex. But we were told there's nothing but antibiotics. Meanwhile, children can go into a clinic in Russia with pneumonia. They get a little puffer, inhalants. They have a couple of breaths of this. They go home, and they're cured the following day because special viruses can be programmed like computers from 1917, and they did not need antibiotics in Russia. Now, a company in New York bought over all of the rights of this particular Georgian company in the ex-Soviet Union, and they've kept it quiet. They're only using it for one thing only, and I don't trust them here. They're using it in all cold-cut meats now. They put these phagocytes viruses on the cold-cut meats, supposedly to kill off other viruses.
That's right. In Latin, it means bacteria eater. And the bigger problem with the cold cuts and the meats, they're spraying with it, is it allows them to take rotten meat covered in feces from the slaughterhouse, literally, folks, and not clean it off or not throw it away. They just spray it with virus eaters, viruses that eat bacteria, and then you still have the bacteria dead in the toxins they secrete, their fecal matter, and so you then eat the toxins. Also, the way they're breeding these viruses in these tanks, there's other viruses they're mixing in when they spray it in to the larger preparation. Correct, Alan?
That's right. And now we have outbreaks of listeria on cold meat suddenly that didn't happen before.
And so their answer is radiate. But you're
right.
still eating the toxin. What gets you really sick is the bacteria excrement. We'll be right back with Alan Watt and your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
All right, going back to Alan Watt.
So much going on, so much going on.
So many things going on in the world.
Baby's dying, mother's crying.
How much oil does one human life worth?
Going back to Alan Watt, your phone calls here in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to tell you about a couple sponsors that make this radio show possible. One great sponsor is InterHealth Botanicals. You know them as InterFood. That's just one of their great line of products. InterFood, folks, is the best green food out there, bar none. And I hope that you will check out the web banners that we have for them up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because they have a whole line of great products. But they're green food. You know, I've taken other ones that have all these superfoods and ingredients in it. They always give me headache or make me feel sped up. This doesn't have any of the caffeine-type mimickers. It doesn't have that in it. It's just a whole bunch of well-known superfoods that are really good for your body. So, again, check it out at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through there to the InterFood website, find the banner right there on both sites. Also, there is Food Shortage USA. Foodshortageusa.com is the website. Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been indicated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. The insiders have discovered that they can control two things to seize total control and power. One is the world currency, which they are currently being prepared to accept, and the other is food. We are witnessing the engineered financial crisis, folks. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to foodshortageusa.com to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family. Prepare for the road ahead. This website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part about the system is it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. One word. Or 877-327-0365 to learn more. 877-327-0365. Alan, I said I was particularly having you on today, and we appreciate your time to take calls so we can go in different directions than you or I would normally focus on. I'm, you know, pretty much on the same page with you and your research because we just go to their own source documents with the chemical dumbing down, the biological attacks, what they're setting up. But I want to go to the calls, and we've been interrupted by a few breaks and my seconding everything you're saying, but you know, I can't help myself. It's also accurate. I want listeners to know this isn't a joke. This is earth-shatteringly important. But encapsulating it, and then I want to go to calls. Again, you're trying to give people the facts, like you always do. I do the same thing. But going from the up close view to the wider view, just in a general gestalt. What their time frame is, what the world's going to look like, what their end game is. Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com.
Yeah, they want to manage the takedown of society, and at the same time, they want a unified world to come out of at the very end with the survivors, with a new system, a standardized world system, where they can literally replace all the old types with better, enhanced, genetically enhanced types that'll serve the elite better. Now, we know that the elite themselves are not going to dumb themselves down. Charles Galton Darwin was very explicit about that in his writing. So was Arthur Koestler. He said, we, the elite, must retain our survival capabilities because we will be guiding planet Earth, but the rest of the people will not need theirs because the state will be making all the decisions for them. So that's what they want to come out at the very, very end, a placid, compliant, genetically enhanced, more productive species, but a far reduced, more efficient population. And when you tie that in with the Department of Defense's think tank study for NATO, which was echoed by the U.S. military's one, it's right, they're identical, they see nothing but riots starting around 2010 to 12 to do with food and various other things, necessities really, and escalating for 30 years. Now, that ties in with the timelines that the United Nations has talked about for their new global society with the reduced population. They say in their own documents now there'll be a vastly reduced population by the year 2030, 2035. So we're looking at a long-term business plan that's going to reduce population. During that time, they will be putting big money into genetic enhancing of specific people to serve them better new strains. And at the end, as the old man dies off, they'll bring in the new type. In fact, the old man will be unable to even procreate and reproduce. So they'll bring in the new type, and this will be the reason for bringing in the new type. Well, we've all gone sterile. We have to do it. And no one will complain. No one will object. They'll think it's just a necessity and a strange thing in nature. That's how. See, most people don't think on a conscious level. They're in a state of almost perpetual hypnosis. And this has been done by scientific indoctrination from birth, plus the masses of entertainment they take in. They cannot tell fact from fiction. They have no reasoning abilities. And they do expect, like Brzezinski says, they expect the media to do the reasoning for them. And unfortunately for most folk, that has happened.
And that's why we see all the pre-programming. I mean, the Pentagon back in 2000, as you know, said, we'll use Hollywood, we'll use movies, we'll use security, we'll yeah. use the call for Alzheimer's patients. We will use the fad-driven PR, peer pressure system, public relations system, to sell the public on taking microchips.
Yes.
And they talk in all these government white papers and documents. I covered one on Sunday. I think I'm going to play that clip later, Dr. Kaufman talking about it, from the document about how most people don't even have their own thoughts, how we're pathetic slaves. I mean, they're really doing this to you. And I just feel so sorry for the yuppies and people who are so arrogant and so into themselves being powerful. They've been trained to laugh at us, and then they wonder why their son, you know, is sterile, or why they are sterile, or why they're so unhappy, or why their wife has breast cancer at 40. And it's all engineered, and they just sit there dying, still loving the lie.
They do. They do. They truly, see, the trick was, and it's been written about too, is to make a generation believe that they were on the cutting edge that no other society has ever had before in history, and that all information is out there, and it's all true, and therefore, in other words, there's nothing you can tell them. They truly believe everything that they've been told.
An arrogance, a haughtiness, a self-false satisfiedness that they're members of the elite. I mean, here's a microcosm. There have been tens of thousands of urban warfare drills the last 25 years. I mean, they have thousands a year. So, I mean, it's got to be tens of thousands, more than tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands. And they always tell the town or city, even though they may have been there 15 times over the years, you are the first city to have this drill. You are special. You are the first city to have us tax you to drive your car with transponders. You are the first. And I would always see that and go, but they're not the first. But again, it's part of that, oh, my God, I'm part of the first. I'm cutting edge. I'm a trailblazer. Go ahead, please.
Exactly. That is how it's done. And they truly believe that the most advanced species that's ever existed. That's exactly what Bertrand Russell and others said in the 50s. They said, we shall create an egocentric society, a hedonistic society where they'll live for themselves and think they know it all, and they will be the willing fools for our strategy. Well, that's happened. That's happened.
And you can take them to the documents, the published works, government policy, and they will just laugh at you. They'll get this pre-programmed little smile and go, hey, sure. Man, I tell you. And now they're openly announcing world government, Alan. They're now openly announcing the banks are going to run it all, carbon taxes. And still, people email me and post on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments. They say, oh, they're announcing world government, but that's different than the one you're talking about. Or governance isn't government. It says Lord Rothschild called last week for governance. Well, governance is, in the definitions, government, the system of government. So global system of government. They say, okay, they're calling for a new world order, but that just means a new system. And I go, but we told you specifically it would be by the bankers, that they would create the collapse. We had their documents. And they just say, no, I'm sorry. I'm in power. I'm a member of the establishment, and that's impossible. How do you break through to them?
Most of them you can't. I've even had people, yuppies, who say that they want the brain chip. And that the big benefactors at the top that designed it to help them and to make them happy. They really believe this.
I've had them tell me that too.
And I say to them, I say, well, don't forget there are going to be central computers to program that chip, which means you're not going to be in control of your own mind anymore.
And they're just laughing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they're a lost cause, and I realize this is a war, and you have the vast amount of people are the casualties. That's just the plain fact. But in a war, you've got to see the war that's still going on and accept those who have fallen have fallen, and you go for those who are still standing. That's the ones you try to help.
Well, the good news is there are more people than ever that do want to hear, that do want to know. And it's so three-dimensional and even four-dimensional how it's all interlocked. And after decades of study, you can get a map of it in your own mind. You can articulate it, but still, it's so hard to articulate the subtleties to people. The globalists in their own documents articulate it and try to articulate it. And because the public can't see it as one-dimensional or two-dimensional, they'll just throw it out of hand saying, that's too complicated for anyone to run, when it is being run and they say they're running it.
They say, and that's the key to the term they're using of governance. You see, the new system that's already here, it's been here for a long time, is a system that to the public appears to be something called democracy. In reality, you have a parallel government run by foundations, which in turn are a front for the ancient establishment, the very wealthy, rich establishment. They fund the non-governmental organizations that appear to speak on behalf of the public, but in reality, they're speaking on behalf of the very foundations that fund them. That's the new type of governance they're talking about. It is the Soviet system. The Soviet means rule by councils. And in the Soviet Union, they had NGO groups with their leaders appointed from the Politburo. We have the exact same system here as they merged the two systems together. Like that came out at the Ford, from the Ford Foundation during the Rees Commission, and with Norman Dodds, the senator, they said that they were blending the Soviet system seamlessly with that of the West. The Club of Rome said they favored the collective system more than any other system because it's easier to control the people. So it is here, and they're using the Sovietized system with the NGOs, and governance literally means that those groups with the power and the voice, who get the voice, and the media is too happy to listen to them, they are the new type of government. This is the new Soviet that has been brought in. If you don't belong to a big group, you have no voice whatsoever. And these big, well-funded
And they call them
NGOs.
Stakeholders. The individual yes. has no voice, but all these subgroups who then have heads who are globalists, who speak mm-hmm. for them and really control them, they are stakeholders. And we see all this nomenclature now coming in and replacing everything. Alan, I want to go to calls here, but just in closing, before we do that, the plan, the official UN documents, as you know, and government documents say they want to reduce this by 80%.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we've seen up till now is just testing the soft kill weapons, testing how to sell the public, how to not have the public notice that people are dying all around them, how to try to cook the numbers and spin things. But we know there's been hot kill going on in Iraq, hot kill in Serbia, Afghanistan, Africa, Latin America, where, large portions of populations are being killed, 10, 20, 30, 40% in some cases. The hot killing, the fast killing in the West, when are they going to start launching those?
I think fairly shortly. They have big plans to standardize the world quickly. What they're doing, and that's exactly what they're doing, they're eradicating all older cultures that haven't gone along and accepted this very vague term of democracy. They haven't accepted World Bank running their system. They haven't accepted the British-style parliamentary system, because this whole world system was born in London, England. It's from the 1500s. John Dee wrote about the creation of a world empire based on the British system.
And it's now come out that the Crown and MI5 and MI6 run the whole parliament, spy on it. They kill any member or set them up that gets out of line. It is totally ceremonial, just like the Congress.
Yes, and after World War II, there were big talks at the United Nations once they set it up that those colonial countries would not be pulled out of by Britain until they had set up in those countries a mini British-type system of government. And then they could pull it out and withdraw. It might take a generation.
And they wrote hundreds of books from Quigley's to others bragging about the system. But you go to Wikipedia or to the mainline Encyclopedia Britannica, and they say the New World Order doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if it's taught at Princeton and Harvard and Oxford, and they admit the system of world governance through the shadow roundtables. They will just still laugh at us and say it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's right. Even though the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, which is part of the parallel government, Carol Quigley himself, wrote his big book on it, The Anglo-American Establishment and Tragedy and Hope. And he outlines in there their whole agenda. It was quite fascinating.
Yeah, that's a great book. I read that back when I was about 15, and I had no idea what I was reading was the keys to how it all worked. And this is the government commissioning. The people in government really have to know how it works. These are the slaves. We're poisoning them. We're going to get rid of them. Okay. And if you work with us, you'll be allowed to procreate, and we won't kill you. How's that sound?
Another odd thing, too, was back in the 90s, I think it's the same in the U.S., but politicians in Canada and the British Commonwealth countries, they made a law to treat the politicians and their families in special military hospitals. And I thought at the time, well, what's all this about? Aren't the hospitals that we have good enough for them? And I realized, too, what it is all these coming plagues that are scheduled to come out, they do have treatments for them. They do have the real antidotes to them. And I think they've been giving the politicians and the families these particular antidotes. And so, in other
well,
words,
that's actually already come out. I mean, they get all the cancer cures. They get it all.
Yes.
This is so diabolical.
And that's why they go along with these politicians, and they will keep their mouths shut. They will play the game because they're getting all these benefits and a fairly good guarantee they will live. Yeah.
Ultra vicious, ultra wicked, ultra selfish. And a lot of you listening will continue to laugh. But God forbid, as you're burying your children, your wife, your husband, from what your masters are going to do to you, maybe then you'll fight back. Then you'll be facing the drone aircraft and the swords and the brainwashed chip troops. But we can still get into their deep underground bases even after this happens and probably beat them. But we'll see. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Can run on for a long time.
All right, we're going to Don in Costa Rica, Jimmy, Dustin, Donna, Rico, Dustin, Jeremy, and others. You know, I've done a lot of hit pieces. I've gone on a lot of national TV shows where they tape you for days, for hours, and then cut up what you said. They never let you put out your real evidence, the 9/11 minute inside job or the New World Order. And, you know, the key is the mainstream media has lost all their credibility. They've been caught putting out their disinfo forever. And I had said I'd do this, first the History Channel thing and others, and I did them. And it, I mean, it's a stacked deck. But this newest one, Alan, was a guy that specializes in hit pieces on JFK researchers and others, and really puts out ridiculous pieces where it's not even based in reality. You know, the very foundations of it aren't. And he's doing a big piece for National Geographic. And I said, you know what, I don't think I'm going to do that interview. No, I'm not going to be interviewed by it. And they just can't believe that I don't care about going on their national TV show so that I can have them stack the deck and do that. I mean, again, the culture is so sick wanting to be on TV. Alan?
It's true. It's interesting as well to recognize that Professor Carl Quigley himself mentioned that that was a technique they used in mainstream media because they often called on him to bring on with a guest who was coming out with a theory of the world being manipulated, and they'd bring him on to try and repudiate the guest. So that was part of his function, and he admits that in his own book, that they'd try and stack the deck and make the person look ridiculous.
Yeah, to go on TV, here he is, government historian, who's writing a book for the government laughing at how he would go lie to the American people and say this didn't exist. Yeah. I mean, how do they get these guys to do this against their fellow man?
Now, many people out there are so easily bribed. Ego, status, self-benefit. I've been asked by the elite themselves, you know, why don't you simply join us? You know, you have the skills, the talent, the IQ, and so on. And they cannot understand that you have something which we call integrity. They can't understand that at all. It's a foreign... They actually go into a stunned look when you say it. They can't.
Well, I mean, they killed 3 million Iraqis.
Yeah.
In the last 18 years. I mean, I don't want to be part of that. I mean, killing little kids.
Yes, and to them, that's nothing. That's nothing at all. They sleep well. They plan this kind of thing. They don't need sleeping pills. They are psychopathic types, and we really cannot relate to them. They're so far removed as a species in psychopathy, and so inbred. That is guaranteed to pass on to their offspring.
All right, let's talk about that term later, but right now let's go to Don in Costa Rica, and we'll hold him over. Don, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Alan Watt.
Phone in Costa Rica, a first-time caller, former Californian. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted to talk a little bit about global warming and supposedly it's caused CO2,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people call greenhouse gas. But if you want to find some information on it, you could better find it by looking up industrial gases on the Internet. And you'll find all the uses that industry uses CO2 for. So my plan to stop all talk of global warming would be simply just to outlaw the sale of CO2. And when you do that, the first people to raise a stink about it would be the soft drink industry. And also maybe their consumers.
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that. They're going to tax it. They know it's based in all manufacturing, life on this planet, you know, a key. It's sunlight, water, oxygen, carbon dioxide makes the world go around. Stay there. We'll get Alan Watt's take on this when we get back. Yeah, the global feudalism tax. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.